Anna, Anna Ibarra, 827, 827-75. His complaint, weakness, number one. Number two, tiredness. Next one is abnormal period. Next one is recently started on birth control pills. Our patient is a 48-year-old woman. She works for a hotel. She's a maid. She's married. She has three children, numerous grandchildren. She comes in with tiredness. She has abnormal periods. And some physician put her on birth control pills despite being obese, being Hispanic, being middle-aged, and having high blood pressure. Patient is taking birth control pills plus lisinopril 20 HCTV 25. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Again, she's a maid. She is married, has three kids. Surgery, C-section, medical problems, hypertension, review of system, tiredness, abnormal periods. I said no blood per rectum, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, has not had blood work for some time. His family history of stroke. Concerned about blockages in her arteries, in her neck and her legs, leg pain, arm pain, palpitations are also present. Medical medications reviewed as was mentioned. COVID immunization, up to date. Mammogram last year, colonoscopy never. Again, family history, hypertension, and stroke. Patient's a lot of weight. She weighs 212 pounds. She's gained some weight in the past year or so, but just a few pounds. 100%, 98.3, 16, 104, 157, over 84. Odd positive homozygous two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVD screen shows no right shoulder, mucosal with division, neurological non-focal lower extremity shows bone plus edema. Number one, tiredness. Check blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, hemoglobin A1C, B12, and vitamin D. Number two, I'm not sure about how wise it is to put this woman on birth control pills. We're going to have her stop the birth control pills. Number three, ultrasound of her uterus shows large fibroid. Number four, your analysis shows small amount of blood. Number five, to make sure she doesn't have rectal cancer, she needs a colonoscopy at 48. She appears weak and pale, but I can't talk her into seeing the GI doctor, so I gave her some guaiac cards to check her poop and have her bring it back. Next number, she definitely will see an OB-GYN. Next number, she does have a large uterus. Next number, she does have a large fibroid within the uterus. Next number, she does have some blood in the uterus. Next number, the bladder doesn't show any masses on the ultrasound. Next one is hypertension. It has shown some mild LVH in the heart. Next number, vertigo minor with minor calcification in her carotid. Next one is iron tablets were initiated, 30 milligram each. Next one is check blood work, as I mentioned. Next one is come back next week. Next one is bring guaiac back in the next few days. Next number is check thyroid in place of pilodema. Next one is don't see any evidence of sleep apnea. Next one is will not treat the blood in the urine, suspect secondary to vaginal bleed. Next number, I would stop the birth control pills today. And then I'm going to make an appointment with the OB-GYN ASAP. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.